The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with Kia.
Now, voters in Galway West and Dublin Central constituencies go to the polls in two by-elections tomorrow to look ahead. We're joined by Louise Byrne, political correspondent with the Irish Examiner. Louise, let's start with Dublin Central. Is that looking like a two-horse race?
I think so. And I think if you looked at the Irish Times TG Cahir poll last week, it really does look like it's between Janice Boylan of Sinn Féin.
We should say, Louise, there is always a bit of a health warning about constituency polls. They haven't in the past proven to be overly accurate, I should say.
No, they're quite volatile. And if you, I think it was in or around 600-700 was the sample size of this poll. The margin of error was something like 4%. And if you look at Dublin Central, it's in and around 63,000-64,000 people who can cast a vote there. So it is a very small sample of what it is, but it does certainly seem like Janice Boylan of Sinn Féin and Daniel Ennis are the two front runners. I think what's going to be interesting there is where do the preferences go? Do preferences go to Sinn Féin from the left, or do they go to the Social Democrats from the left? You would assume they'd be more likely to go to the Social Democrats, but as Dublin Central showed us in the last general election, anything can happen. Gerry the Muncutch is obviously in the running there. I think there's very limited expectation that he is going to win that election. But if he performs better than he did in the general election, what does that say about the constituency, the voters, and perhaps his prospect for the next general election in 2029 and hopefully not a day before that? So it's an exciting constituency, but it does kind of, the results seem a lot more clear cut here than they do in Galway.
Some people suggesting that Janet Horner may do better than expected and her transfers could be key.
Absolutely. And I mean, again, with all the health warnings associated with that Irish Times poll, she did very well off the second preferences in that poll. And a lot of people have been saying, not only in the Greens, but in other parties of the left, do not write off Janet Horner. Obviously, there was a Green Party TD in that constituency in Nasa Horrigan up until the last general election. And there is a feeling that really there is a Green Party seat there. So I certainly wouldn't write Janet off, and I've been saying that for weeks, that I think she could probably do very well. She might not win, but I think she's going to do a lot better than a lot of people are expecting.
Just lastly on Dublin Central, it is a Fine Gael seat that is up for grabs. It's Pascal Donoghue's seat. Ray McAdam, the Fine Gael candidate, has he any prospect?
I think there's, again, very limited expectations for Ray to win that seat. He does have a high profile. He is the current Lord Mayor of Dublin. So I think the expectation and perhaps the hope there is that if he can maintain Pascal Donoghue's vote and get the same number of first preference votes in that by-election as Pascal did in the last general election, it would be a good day for Fine Gael. The assumption had always been in Dublin Central that a large proportion of the votes that went to Fine Gael were votes for Pascal Donoghue and not necessarily votes for Fine Gael. So this is really, again, testing the waters for the general election, seeing how Ray McAdam performs and whether or not he is an actual possibility for the next general election.
Okay, so if you had to call it in Dublin Central, what way would you go?
I would imagine Daniel Ennis would take it, but I would say Janice Boylan is going to put in a very good fight. I wouldn't be surprised if she won it either. I genuinely do think it's between the two of them.
Okay, Galway West looks a lot trickier in terms of calling 17 candidates. Who are the front runners there?
I think this is a really interesting constituency, and while the count is starting on Saturday, it's already expected that this count is going to go into Sunday. So commiserations to any of my unlucky colleagues who have been sent to Galway for the count. But it's kind of a three, if not four, horse race in Galway between Fine Gael's Sean Kine, Thomas of Independent Ireland, Helen Ogbu of the Labour Party, and Mija Nicfenealach of the Social Democrats. And again, I think the transfers are going to be really important there. You know, Noel Thomas, for a long time, he was the heir apparent in Galway, and people assumed that was his seat for the taking. However, where does he get his transfers from? He's previously of Fianna Fáil. Do some of the votes that, when Cillian Keane, the Fianna Fáil candidate, is knocked out of the race, do his votes go to Noel Thomas, or do his votes transfer across the coalition to Sean Kine? So That's going to be the interesting part.
Recently, Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael have tended to transfer quite well between each other.
They have. And I mean, this is working on the assumption that Cillian Keane has a high percentage of votes when he's eliminated that can be passed on. Like, it's all going to depend on that as well. How many people, how many first preference votes does he get that can actually be transferred on if he is eliminated from the competition? So there will be, I'm sure, a section of Fianna Fáil who will vote Cillian Keane number one, but Noel Thomas was in the party for a long time. So how does that work out? And then the other assumption that a lot of people in Leinster House are saying today is that a candidate off the left could pull ahead. You have someone like Helen Ogbu. I was out canvassing with Helen Ogbu last week, and all the time political parties say we're getting a really warm reception on the doors, and you go, yeah, yeah, grand, whatever. But there actually was quite a warm reception for Helen Ogbu on the doors. Obviously, Noel Thomas has a history, and he left Fianna Fáil under conditions where he said that there was no room at the inn when a new IPAS centre was being built in Galway. Will people voting against him look to vote for Helen Ogbu, who could make history by becoming the first woman of colour to be elected to Dáil Éireann? But also, similarly, the Social Democrats candidate, Mídhia Nic Fiadhúlra, could she pull through? Could she get votes? She's a Gaelgor, which is important to people in that constituency as well. So what I would be looking for on Saturday is who is ahead in the first preference votes for the left, from the left, because you would imagine that they will get transfers from across the spectrum, from the Greens, okay, from Mark Lohan, the Sinn Féin candidate. So I think this is an exciting constituency, but Sinn Féin, I think it's going to be a while.
Sinn Féin look a long shot in this constituency, which would be surprising given that Sinn Féin topped the poll in the general election of this constituency. The bookies have it as a two-horse race. They've Noel Thomas at 10 to 11 and Sean Kyne at 6 to 5. And the Labour and Sock Dem candidates at 13 to 2. They're putting it as a two-horse race. You think it could be a little more complex and complicated?
No,
than that?
I think so. And I honestly wouldn't be surprised if you saw Helen Ogbu elected in Galway West or Mídhia Nic Fiadhúlra of the Social Democrats. I think the left transfers, and don't forget the constituency that Galway West is, it elected now Uachtaráin Catherine Connolly, it elected Michael D. Higgins. There is a Labour / left vote there. Yeah. And if they manage to transfer to each other well, there's a big vote left, transfer left campaign underway in the city. If they manage to transfer well, a left candidate could pull ahead. I think they wouldn't write them off.
It would be some coup for Fine Gael if they were to take the seat. I think in the last 40 years there's only been 3 government by-election candidates that have actually won. 2 of those were after family bereavement. The other was immediately after the government was elected and were on an electoral high. That was the Fine Gael and Labour government. So it would be quite extraordinary if Sean Kyne was to pull this off for Fine Gael.
Absolutely, and it would be a huge boost to Simon Harris and his leadership if they managed to get a candidate elected in Galway West and with Sean Kyne. And people say all the time, and this is the common refrain that you hear, governments don't win by-elections. And like you said, the statistics are there to show that governments usually don't, unless in the case of bereavement, win by-elections. So it would be a great day for Fine Gael and for Simon Harris if they manage to pull this off. And mm-hmm. they have been out. If you look at the social media, they have most of the senior ministers in Galway West knocking on doors with Sean Kyne. So they really are putting everything behind him.
Okay, Louise Byrne, a political correspondent with the Irish Examiner. Thank you indeed for talking to The Hard Shoulder today.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman. With Kia. Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.